You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Healthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sagittarius doing a remake of the Beach Boys tune. All right, we have things to go over that are coming up on our schedule, so let's get you some community information about some events that'll be happening in the near future. Come see a game set get made in 2 days at Global Game Jam. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports that Raritan Valley Community College in Branchburg will host a local site for the annual Global Game Jam, a worldwide festival of creativity, art, and technology. The goal is to produce a complete video game around a common theme across all participating sites in just 48 hours. The college's computer science department and game creation club will be joined by other participants from RVCC Bloomfield College, NJIT, Rutgers University, and local community. It takes place on Friday, Sunday, January 29th to 31st. On Friday, it will be held from 5 to 10 in the Raritan Valley Community College Conference Center. And from 10 p.m. Friday to 4 p.m. Sunday, it will take place in the college's West Building, and on Sunday from 4 to 7 in the college's Conference Center. Last year's Global Game Jam featured more than 21,000 people and 518 sites in 78 countries, producing more than 5,000 new games. This year, the event is expected to draw over 25,000 people across more than 630 sites worldwide. Some 80 people are expected to participate in Branchburg. Those interested in participating may register for the event and must be 18 years of age. For additional information, contact William Crosby at wcrosby, W-C-R-O-S-B-I-E, at raritanval.edu, or call him at 908-526-1200, extension 8433. And the soup cook-off is coming. The Hunterdon County chefs will vie for best soup title. Craig Turpin reports on the 22nd that the Rotary Clubs of Hunterdon County will hold the 9th annual Hunterdon County Soup Cook-Off on Monday, February 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hunterdon Central Regional High School Commons. That's located at 29 Junction Road in Raritan. At least last year's event, 20 local restaurants entered their favorite soup, competing for best soup in Hunterdon County. First place for People's Choice was Cafe Galleria with its butternut squash. Second place was T-Burry's Tea Room for its bacon cheeseburger soup. And third place was Mountain View Chalet for its cream of potato and applewood bacon soup. The judge's choice for first place went to Cafe Galleria for the butternut squash bisque. Best presentation went to Hunterdon Medical Center for its Bermuda fish chowder. The Hunterdon County Rotary Soup Cook-Off is a community awareness project of the Rotary Clubs of Hunterdon County dedicated to helping people in our community. The proceeds of the event, totaling nearly $10,000 annually, are donated to the five food pantries of Hunterdon County. In addition to the entrance fee of $15, attendees are asked to bring a can of food as a donation to the food pantries. ShopRite of Hunterdon is sponsor of this event. And let me just add to this that I've been to this a number of times, and for that $15, quite honestly, you will get a complete meal, because you go and you get these small cups of soup, sampling almost 10 to 20 of them, and sometimes you'll actually do repeats. You'll be full in no time. They give you some bread. They give you this fabulous soup. It's a nice event to network with, meet some people that you already know, and have a good cup of hot soup and enjoy the creation. Some really inspiring things that get done there, and some of the fabulous restaurants get to show their wares. So if you have the time and circle it on your calendar, it is really quite enjoyable. And finally, NorwisCap offers medical awareness workshop in Flemington. Staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com on the 19th reported that NorwisCap, Child and Family Resource Centers, is offering a free workshop, Medication Administration and Allergy Awareness, on Saturday, January 30th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the office on 84 Park Avenue in Flemington. Before assuming the responsibility for the administration of medication, child care providers as well as parents and other care providers must have clear and accurate information and instruction. They must also have information to keep children with food allergies safe and healthy. Please contact the training staff at 908-782-8183 for more information. Early care professionals must register through Professional Impact NJ. Parents and interested members of the public should contact our office to register and reserve a seat at the training. NorwisCap is a nonprofit community action agency established in 1965 that creates opportunities for more than 30,000 low-income people in northwest New Jersey by providing a large portfolio of self-sufficiency and emergency services. All right, and with that, I think we're going to bow on out of here. Remember that this week, the 26th, Tuesday, is the celebration of the Chamber of Commerce 100 years, so please plan on that. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. Vince Arnolino says, never say you should have. Well, lots of great things to do, and certainly we've got to do a little more cleanup from the snowstorm Jonas. Thank you to Michelle and Al War for their contributions to the show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Good morning, Hunter. HunterChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, we knew they were a fast-starting team, and we didn't want to let them start fast. To get up on, you know, 17-point lead, it's tough to come back in a place like this.
That's Arizona Cardinals safety Rashad Johnson. The NFC Championship game turned into the Cam Newton show, however, as the Panthers crushed the Cardinals 49-15 at Bank of America Stadium. They will face the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 50. The Broncos edged by the Patriots 2018 in the AFC Championship game. The snow that paralyzed the East Coast is starting to melt today, and that's threatening the region in new ways. The weekend's historic winter storm brought huge tidal surges. Some folks along the Jersey Shore say tides are higher than during Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Authorities in several major cities are asking people who can stay home to do so today. Oil prices are falling this morning after a brief recovery late last week. Price of oil shot up 8% on Friday. Now both Brent and U.S. crude have dropped over 2% to just over $32 a barrel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
A Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
9 deaths in New York and New Jersey are being blamed on the blizzard. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
6 deaths involve people 61 and up who died in the city and Long Island while out clearing snow, prompting Mayor de Blasio to warn,
"Don't snow shovel if you're not up to it."
An Oyster Bay Cove man died on Sunday after being hit by a snow plow. But 2 New Jersey deaths were caused by carbon monoxide, a 23-year-old Passaic woman and her 1-year-old son succumbing to deadly fumes in just 10 minutes while sitting in a car with the engine running Saturday night while her boyfriend was digging out the car. The tailpipe had been blocked by snow. The couple's 3-year-old daughter survived but is fighting for her life. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Democratic presidential candidates will go at one another in a forum tonight in Des Moines, Iowa. CNN will air the event starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, 1 week before the crucial Iowa caucuses. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in a tight race with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Twitter will be undergoing a major shakeup of its board members and key executives in the next few weeks.
Sources tell the New York Times that the company is expected to announce the appointment of 2 new board members soon, and one is apparently a high-profile media personality. Twitter also plans to appoint a new chief marketing officer, CEO Jack Dorsey attempting to reshape the social media company. This comes after shares of Twitter plunge almost 55% in the last year, the service failing to attract many new users. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
Donald Trump says he would welcome some new competition. Randy Fuller has more on that story.
Trump told CBS's Face the Nation that he'd love to run against former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
I would love to have Michael get in the race, but I don't know if he's going to do it, but I hope he does. I would love to compete against Michael.
He draws the distinction between himself and Bloomberg.
He's very opposite on me with guns, and he's opposite on pro-life, and he's opposite on a lot of things.
Bloomberg is exploring the possibility of joining the 2016 presidential race. I'm Randy Fuller.
One of Reform Judaism's most influential thinkers has died. Rabbi Eugene Borowitz died at his home in Stamford, Connecticut late last week. He was 91. Rabbi Borowitz is recognized in the Jewish Publication Society's Scholars of Distinction series. The president for the Union of Reform Judaism, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, describes Rabbi Borowitz as a larger-than-life figure in post-war Judaism, whose impact on generations of rabbis was immense. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and Hunter.com. Little Bangles in your room. Our celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. A lot of in your room versions. Time to look at history from History.com. It is January 25th, 2016, and let's see what History.com has in store for us. All right, it is January 25th, and the lead story, 1905, at the Premier Mine in Pretoria, South Africa, a 3,106-carat diamond is discovered during a routine inspection by the mine superintendent. It weighed in at 1.33 pounds and christened the Cullinan. It was the largest diamond ever found. Wonder who's walking around with that. In American Revolution 1776, on this day, the Continental Congress authorizes the first National Revolutionary War Memorial in honor of Brigadier General Richard Montgomery, who had been killed during an assault on Quebec on December 31st of 1775. In the Civil War on this day, in 1863, Union General Ambrose Burnside is removed as commander of the Army of the Potomac after serving in the role for 2 months. Burnside assumed command of the Army after President Abraham Lincoln removed General George B. McClellan from command in November of 1862. Lincoln had a difficult relationship with McClellan, who built the army admirably but was a sluggish and overly cautious field commander. In the Cold War, in a long interview with a visiting American attorney, Marshall McDuffie, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev adopts a friendly attitude towards the United States and indicates that he believes President Dwight D. Eisenhower is sincere in his desire for peace. The interview was the precursor to the Khrushchev's announcement later that same year that he wanted peaceful coexistence between the United States and the Soviet Union. In crime, on January 25, 2005, a Wichita, Kansas television station receives a postcard from the BTK killer that leads police to discover a Post-Toasties cereal box that had been altered to contain the letters BTK. This communication was one in a long line sent by the serial killer, who terrorized Wichita for over 30 years, brutally murdering 10 people and taunting law enforcement and the local media. A month later, on February 25th, Dennis Lynn Rader, a husband and father of two and compliance officer for Park City, Kansas, was taken into police custody and soon confessed to being the BTK killer. Somehow, I guess those people want to be caught at some point. In 1968, the Israeli submarine Dakar, carrying 69 sailors, disappears on this day and is never seen again. The exact fate of this vessel remains a mystery to this day. In 1971, in Los Angeles, California, cult leader Charles Manson is convicted, along with his followers Susan Atkins, Leslie Van Houten, and Patricia Krenwinkel, of the brutal 1969 murders of actress Sharon Tate and six others. 1981, Jing Jing, the widow of Chinese leader Mao Zedong, is sentenced to death for her counter-revolutionary crimes during the Cultural Revolution. Originally an actress in communist theater and film, her marriage to Mao in 1939 was widely criticized, as his second wife, Ho Zizhen, was a celebrated veteran of the Long March, whom Mao had divorced while she lay languishing in a Moscow hospital. His first wife, Yang Kaihu, was killed by the nationalists during the Chinese Civil War. In 1995, Russia's early warning defense radar detects an unexpected missile launch near Norway, and Russia Military Command estimates the missile to be only minutes from impact on Moscow. Moments later, Russian President Boris Yeltsin, his defense minister, and his chief of staff were informed of the missile launch. The nuclear command system switched to combat mode, and the nuclear suitcases carried by Yeltsin and his top commander were activated for the first time in the history of the Soviet-made weapons system. 5 minutes after the launch detection, Russian command determined that the missile's impact point would be outside Russia's borders. 3 more minutes passed, and Yeltsin was informed that the launching was likely not part of a surprise nuclear strike by Western nuclear submarines. Can you imagine that such a thing, had they not had just a small bit of patience and had reacted unfortunately? 1949, on this day, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences holds its first annual awards ceremony at the Hollywood Athletic Club in Los Angeles. In literature, Scottish poet Robert Burns is born on this day in 1759. The day is still celebrated by Burns fans across the English-speaking world with high-spirited Robert Burns Night feasts featuring haggis and other Scottish delicacies, as well as enthusiasm in drinking, toasting, and speech-making. In music, Paul McCartney, his arrival at Tokyo's Narita International Airport on January 16, 1980, marked his first visit to Japan since the Beatles' tour of 1966. The occasion was a planned 11-city concert tour by his band Wings. Instead, Paul's visit was limited to a 9-day stint in the Tokyo Narcotics Detention Center, which ended on this day in 1980. He was found to be carrying nearly half a pound of marijuana in his baggage upon arrival at Narita, an amount that Paul would later assure Japanese authorities was intended solely for his personal use. The amount was large enough, however, to warrant a smuggling charge and a potential 7-year prison sentence. Given Japan's reputation for rigorous enforcement of its strict anti-drug laws, it was by no means a foregone conclusion that McCartney would escape trial and possible imprisonment. Yet he was released and quickly deported from Japan on January 25, 1980, prior to making any appearance in court. Pays to be a celebrity, does it not? In 1869, Pat Garrett, both celebrated and despised as the man who killed Billy the Kid, abandons the life of luxury in Louisiana and heads west. In 1961, on this day, President John F. Kennedy becomes the first U.S. president to hold a live television news conference. Now, we barely pay attention to them. In fact, some of them have even been pushed to other cables channels. And finally, in 1924, on this day in sports, the first Winter Olympics kicks off in the Alpine Village of Chamonix, France. Originally conceived as International Winter Sports Week, The Chamonix Games were held in association with the 1924 Summer Olympics, held in Paris, and boasted 258 athletes, 247 men, 11 women from 16 nations competing in a total of 18 events. And that is Today in History from History.com for January 25th, 2016. Well, it's no doubt that the story and the history of Hunterdon County will be added to with the storm that came in over the last weekend. And a number of information and articles have come in to give you some perspective as to that storm and what it has done. One of the things that was going on was we had a new weapon in tackling that New Jersey blizzard. And it's a brining system that was introduced in Hunterdon. Sally Graziano reports on the 22nd that the storm will give Hunterdon County's Public Works Department a chance to see how its new brine treatment system for roads works. Previous snows this winter have been preceded by rain, which would have washed the brine off the roads. Public Works Director Tom Matthews told Hunterdon County freeholders at the meeting on Tuesday, "It looks like this storm, it will stay cold enough," he said. "And the brining procedure should reduce the amount of rock salt needed and also cut down on overtime," Matthews told the freeholders last October in discussing the purchase of that new equipment. Salt supplies were a big problem for New Jersey in February of 2014 after lots of storms created a mid-season demand for more. The county is responsible for 256 centerline miles of roads, Matthews said Thursday, and for now the county has only two brine applications. "It looks like a tank and fits in a dump truck," Matthews said of the equipment. "There's a boom on the back with rubber extensions that look like fingers, which spray out the brine. We can do one side of the road at a time," Matthews said. Road workers Don Brown, Tommy Zavalia, Gordy Johnson, and Fred Alba were filling up the two brine applicators Friday morning with two storage tanks that are dwarfed by the salt dome in the background. "The brine is a mix of salt and water, 1,000 pounds of salt to 1,000 gallons of water. Too salty or too watery, and the brine won't be as effective," Assistant Road Superintendent Ray Eichen said. "One tank fill will cover about 10 miles both sides of the road. It's not enough equipment to cover all 256 miles of county roads, so county workers were focusing their efforts on the trouble areas, the steep hills, and the hairpin turns." Eichen reeled off his top five trouble spots without pausing Friday morning. Sand Hill, Thatcher's Hill Road, the Warren Glen and Regal Ridge area, Bloomsbury Mountain, and the Dinner Pot on Route 517 in Tewksbury. "The worst spots vary by storm," Matthews said Friday, adding that approaching storm is expected to come up with the south, so he's expecting worse conditions in southern Hunterdon. Basically, the problem areas are steep hills or sharp curves. The two brining sprayers were getting their trial runs Thursday and Friday, pre-treating county roads because there is a pilot program. "We're working towards seeing how well it works," Matthews said. "The idea became behind brining roads is advance of a storm falls in line with an axiom of storm cleanup. You have to work from the bottom up," Matthews said. "People have seen us plowing and salting at the time. If you don't get all the way down, you're going to get a coating of ice. With the brine spread on the roads in advance of a storm, the salt is already there when the snow starts falling. It's like putting no-stick spray on a pan before you cook," he said. "Instead of de-icing, it's anti-icing. The coating gives you additional time before the snow starts sticking on the road," Matthews said, "a bonus from the extended time before the snow sticks. It gives people who might otherwise get stuck a chance to get off the roads," Matthews said. So we'll see. I'm curious as to how well it worked given how much snowfall we received and when it took place, but it'd be nice to see. Now, in addition to that, other items, we had Diamond Nation was affected, unfortunately, by a collapse of the baseball dome during that blizzard. Emily Cummins reported on the 24th that Diamond Nation issued a statement Sunday that the dome covering its all-season baseball field was intentionally deflated during yesterday's blizzard. There are reports Saturday that the dome had collapsed, but these were not accurate. "We would like to thank everyone for their concern and support for the dome during the crippling storm. This was by far the toughest storm we have had to deal with in the past 15 years, and after consulting with experts, we were advised to intentionally lower the dome in order to minimize damage, remove the heavy snow that gathered on top, and ultimately get it back up as quickly as possible. Calling the blizzard the toughest storm the facility has ever seen in 15 years, Diamond Nation officials said the dome was lowered to remove snow and minimize the damage. Additionally, all games, programs, and events are canceled Sunday, while HealthQuest will open at noon. However, group classes, youth classes, parties, and swim meets are canceled. So it was intentional. It wasn't a result of the snow causing the problem. We're going to take a break. We have more snow news to bring to you in just a few minutes. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, huntingchamber.com, in just a moment. And here is that Paul McCartney. We'll be right back. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You do have the faith I have in you.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. Hunterdon.com. I was saying before the break, we still have more blizzard-related news, and some of that has to do with the closing of our Hunterdon County schools. Most of the schools are having trouble getting open because of the amount of snow that has been fallen in our area. Emily Cummins reports as of the 24th that as Hunterdon residents continue to dig their cars out of nearly 30 inches of snow from the blizzard of 2016, schools begin announcing closures. The following is a working list of school closures and delayed openings in the county. As reported by various media groups, check back later for more results. Hunterdon Central Regional High School will be closed on Monday. The Board of Education meeting is also canceled Tuesday, January 26th, and will have an early dismissal at noon. Flemington Raritan School District will be closed on Monday, January 25th, and school will now be in session on February 16th to make up for that snow day. Clinton Township District will be closed on Monday, January 25th. North Hunterdon Regional High School and Voorhees will be closed on Monday as well. So that's it for right now, but I'm sure other ones will be trying to figure out whether they're closed or not. And Hunterdon County roads are clear now after the blizzard cleanup. Emily Cummins reports that all Hunterdon County managed roads were clear as of Sunday after road crews worked overnight tackling nearly 30 inches of snow. As of Saturday night, snowfall totals were recorded at 28.3 inches in Flemington and 29.6 inches in Reddington Township. And more than 40 people in the county road department worked to clear 256 centerline miles. Saying that it's safe for drivers to head out and their local roads are clear, County Road Supervisor Jeff Quick said Hunterdon County's roads are in really good shape. Our guys just finished around noon with 50% back early this morning, Quick said. Now the sun is out, and that does more than the salt will ever do, he said. Working in two shifts that were longer than preferred, Quick said that the cleanup was touch and go as snow came down late, fast, at roughly 2 to 4 inches per hour, but congratulated his team on a job well done. We'll probably be out again tomorrow to push some spots back, he said, adding that in 30 years on the job he had not seen snow so deep in the road. To thank road crews for their hard work, Baker Street in Flemington announced it is open Sunday until 4 p.m. and offering half-price coffee and breakfast pastries for all the local and county plow and emergency service workers. Wow, almost 30 inches of snow in our area. It's been a long time since we had anything like that. Continuing on the road and road subject, how's that bridge coming? Rebuild on track in Kingwood. So Sally Graziano reports that concrete abatements are rising on the south end of the expanse where a collapsed bridge used to sit on Route 519. Forms were in place on Thursday morning for more concrete to be poured later in the day. We want to get it all buttoned up before Jonas arrives, which was the blizzard. The county construction inspector Brian Stem, referring to an approaching storm that could bring 12 to 18 inches of snow to Hunterdon. Well, more came than they expected, Mr. Stern. Concrete walls that are already curing are being kept warm with a system of heated water pipes through tubes. The tubes wrap around and on top of the forms, and the whole system is blanketed by tarps to hold it all in the heat. The project was running a few weeks behind in the middle of December, but workers are catching up to the schedule. Public Workers Director Tom Matthews told the Hunterdon County Freeholders on Tuesday it's looking good for the April 1st completion date. Last May, the Freeholders agreed to offer a reward for up to $35,000 for the bridge's early completion. It's a carrot-and-stick approach, though. There's a penalty if the job takes longer than planned. The bridge over the Lockaton Creek is actually two bridges, a concrete arch bridge right next to a metal truss. The steel truss bridge was more than 100 years old and was on the list for replacement when a grossly overweight crane caused its collapse on June 12, 2014, and the accident moved the project up. In replacing the spans, the county is working with two different manufacturers, one for the steelwork and a second for the precast concrete work. Stern said the Thursday that both bridges have been fabricated and the metal truss bridge is coming from Virginia and will likely be installed at the beginning of February. After that, work will proceed on the concrete arch bridge. So we're moving ahead, and perhaps if we don't have any more snowstorms, we'll in fact have those bridges in place by April, is what they're looking for. Well, we move on from there to talk about some other things that are going on. First, there was an unfortunate shotgun robbery in New Jersey Quick Check. And Dave Hutchinson of NJ Advanced Media reports on the 20th that there's a reward offered in that robbery. Crime Stoppers of Somerset County is offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the man who robbed a township quick check with a shotgun. At approximately 3:10 a.m. Tuesday, police received a 911 call of an armed robbery at the quick check located at Union Avenue, police said. Police reported finding the store clerk unharmed. She told officers that a man entered the store brandishing a shotgun and demanded money. The suspect stole an undisclosed amount of cash and cigarettes and then escaped on foot. He was last seen running eastbound in the parking lot, police said. And the clerk described him as a slightly built man wearing a blue-collared front-zip-style hoodie and the hood-up, jeans, dark-colored shoes or boots, light-colored gloves, and a nondescript mask covering his face. Authorities are asking anyone having information on the robbery to contact the Somerset County Crime Stoppers. The tip line is 1-888-577-TIPS, which spells out 8477, or online at 888-577-TIPS.org or scpo.net and click on either Crime Stoppers or TIPS hotline. All Crime Stopper tips will be kept confidential. And I have mentioned it numerous times that the Crime Stoppers tips server is in Canada, and because it's located in Canada by federal jurisdiction, it cannot be accessed within the borders. So therefore, it will never have the ability to find out who, in fact, provided the tip. That's why it's put there, and that's why they can guarantee anonymity. Oh, we move on to, it's about 25 days since you made your New Year's resolution. And so you probably gave up on that about 2 weeks ago. Well, here's a little reminder. If you'd like to have a lifestyle change, there's 5 ways to get healthy in Hunterdon. Emily Cummins reports on the 21st that as Hunterdon residents enter the new year, many people find themselves contemplating lifestyle changes in 2016, with health, fitness, and weight loss topping the list. Here are 5 ways. Eat healthy at home. Fresh organic and seasonal foods, as well as vitamins and supplements, can be found at places like Basil Bandwagon Natural Market in Flemington and Clinton, and the Big Bear Natural Foods in Lambertville. Looking for local produce and artisan-made products? Try the Hunterdon Land Trust's Winter Farmers Market. It features more than a dozen vendors on the third Sunday of every month from 11 a.m. to 1. The Stengel Factory also hosts a year-round indoor market every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3, featuring more than 30 vendors. Eat healthy out. Say no to big portions and fast food and opt for Hunterdon's healthy restaurants instead. You can go to the Clean Plate Kitchen in Clinton, formerly the Riverview Restaurant, ditched classic continental cuisine for locally sourced gluten and dairy-free offerings. The menu changes seasonally and currently includes vegan chili, rosemary fig roasted Griggstown chicken, crab cakes with freshetta Meyer lemon olive oil and pistachio, and matcha crusted wild caught cod. Interested in brunch? Try the Lovin' Oven in Frenchtown for seasonal specials like the kale, roasted corn, onion and cheddar cheese quiche, as well as cold pressed beet, apple, carrot, and ginger juice. As for takeout on lunch break, go to Garden State Salad in Flemington, which has winter salads, toasted sandwiches, and big soup specials. Make exercise fun. Spherically at Hunterdon at Flemington, which offers barre, yoga, Pilates, boot camp, and dance-inspired fusion fitness, focuses on balanced fitness amongst friends to create a buddy system that promotes success. Looking for something tougher? Go to Enraged CrossFit, which offers a high-intensity workout that focuses on variation and functional movement. Open since 2009, Enraged CrossFit has pull-up bars, kettlebells, barbells with wide open space for squatting, running, jumping, climbing, lifting, throwing, and promises to never be boring. You can take a hike. Turn to the great outdoors at one of Hunterdon's many parks and open spaces. Spruce Run offers 2.6-mile portion of the Highlands Rail, which extends over more than 150 miles from Storm King Mountain to the Hudson River to New York South to Regalsville, as well as 15 miles of shoreline for recreation. Round Valley offers 3 trails, including the 9-mile Cushatunk Trail, 1-mile Pine Tree Trail Loop, and the 1.5-mile Family Hiking and Biking Trail Loop. Both parks are open 8 a.m. to 4 through February and extended to 6 p.m. in March. The Hunterdon County Arboretum also has several trails perfect for cold weather hikes, including the 1-mile Outer Look, the Memorial Trail, where deer are known to be grazing, the Two-Line Trail, named after the Two-Line Salamander, and the Short Wizard Walk Trail for children. The Arboretum is open from 8 a.m. to 5 through February and extended to 6 in March. Talk to a professional. If all else fails, it might be time to turn to an expert. The staff at the Center for Nutrition and Diabetes Management at Hunterdon Medical Center have programs that can help a person meet their nutritional needs and control diabetes by emphasizing behavioral changes. The program is staffed by certified diabetes educators registered dietitians who work with healthcare professionals, including endocrinologists, ophthalmologists, cardiologists, nephrologists, podiatrists, primary care physicians, and social workers, and offers group classes or individual sessions. ShopRite's in-store nutritionists also host a variety of health events in Clinton and Flemington at no cost. That's right. If you go over and talk to Sue over there, she'll be happy to come up with a program for you. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
There are definitely still some very hazardous conditions, and if you try to take a regular vehicle on many roads, it is still going to be extremely difficult.
Drivers in New Jersey still having a rough time this morning as the death toll rises following a weekend blizzard of historic proportions. At least 25 people have died in weather-related incidents on the East Coast. Most died in traffic accidents, while some suffered medical incidents shoveling snow. More than 2 feet fell in most areas, with parts of West Virginia and Virginia catching more than 3 feet. The Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers will play for the Lombardi Trophy and Super Bowl 50 in less than 2 weeks. The Broncos held on for a 2018 win over the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game, while the Panthers piled up points and takeaways in drilling the Arizona Cardinals 49-15 in the NFC title game. Flint, Michigan isn't the only Midwest community with a lead-contaminated water crisis. Another round of water testing in Sebring, Ohio will keep students home from school today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The war of words continues between Donald Trump and Jeb Bush.
Presidential hopeful Jeb Bush says he believes only someone with a proven record can take on the Clinton hit machine in the general election.
A record of accomplishment and a person that has detailed plans that can make their case to the American people that we can transform how Washington works.
The former Florida governor tells CNN's State of the Union fellow GOP candidate Donald Trump would be, in his words, a disaster if he wins the Republican nomination because he's not a conservative. Donald Trump, though, says the proof he's a conservative is in the polls.
Most conservatives love me, or I wouldn't be having the poll numbers that I have. I am a conservative, but I get along with people.
Trump was a Democrat until 1987. His party affiliations changed to Republican, Reform Party, Independent, and Democrat before he became a Republican again in 2012. The GOP frontrunner for the presidential nomination told NBC's Meet the Press fears he would leave the conservative ideology if he reaches the White House are unfounded. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Google has agreed to pay $185 million in back taxes to the United Kingdom. The company has been accused of not paying its fair share of taxes. Rachel Silverman has more.
The agreement covers past underpayment of tax for over a decade in the UK, which is Google's biggest global market outside the United States. It comes after a multi-year audit by British tax authorities into whether Google skirted tax by allocating profits to Ireland, where its European operations are based. The deal could lead to Google paying more tax in other countries where it's accused of aggressive tax avoidance. Rachel Silverman, San Francisco.
With retirement getting more difficult for many seniors, more of them are trying to stay in the job market. Gene Setzfand, Senior Vice President of Programs at AARP, says seniors need to be up on current networking techniques.
If you ask employers, particularly HR recruiters who are actually hiring, they're looking at social media as a platform to find new recruits. So LinkedIn in particular is a source, an essential source where they're actually finding new workers.
She says seniors may have to fight age discrimination despite strong laws against it. Gene Setzfand, the Senior Vice President of Programs at AARP, says seniors need to be both up-to-date and organized.
The more that you can stay up-to-date on all the new trends, particularly in the job search process, is very important, and really be focused in on the type of job that you want and the skill sets required.
Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, it's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. Not much to report, being that we had the Blizzard Jonas come on through, so we'll give you what we have, and then we'll have to make up with it as the calendar gets adjusted. So back on the 27th, there was a 22nd, there was a wrestling tournament. Hunterdon Central was facing Delaware Valley, and Central defeated them 33-27. Moving on to Central, that is the only score that they had available there, so that's just a repeat. Nothing for North Hunterdon. South Hunterdon had a boys basketball game against Princeton Day on the 22nd. Princeton Day was victorious 69-48. And finally, Voorhees. Faced Manville in wrestling and defeated Manville at a score of 30-25. So here is the calendar for the next couple of days. Now, on the calendar is a couple of games that were scheduled for the 25th, and they're still on the calendar. Delaware Valley will be at David Brearley at 4:30 for boys basketball. At 5:30, Hunterdon Central is a winter track invitational. I don't know if that's going to happen because Hunterdon Central is closed, so that might be changed. And wrestling varsity quad meet at 5 o'clock at Westmore Central. Delaware Valley, Kittatinny Regional, and Westfield will be there. On the 26th, basketball. Central's at North Hunterdon at 7. North Plainfield's at South Hunterdon. Bernard's is at Voorhees. Delaware Valley at Boundbrook. Girls basketball at 3:45, South Hunterdon at North Plainfield. Voorhees at Pingree at 4, North Hunterdon at Central at 7. Mount St. Mary travels to Delaware Valley at 7. And bowling at 4 o'clock at Slocum's Bowling. Central will be at South Hunterdon, boys and girls. Fencing at 4 o'clock, North Hunterdon travels to face off with Watchung Hills at 4 o'clock. Montgomery will be at Central at 4:30. At 5:30, we have Voorhees at Gil St. Bernard's for a fencing match. And swimming meet happens at Raritan Valley Community College. Central is the away team. North Hunterdon is the home team. And that takes place at 3:30. On Wednesday the 27th, we have a bowling HWS tournament. South Hunterdon will be there at Oakwood Lanes at 2 o'clock. Central will be there as well. Voorhees is at Belvedere for a swimming match. It's at East Stroudsburg University. It starts at 3:15, both boys and girls. Winter track varsity invitational. Central will be at Lawrenceville School. It happens at 3:30. A wrestling match at 7. Bound Brook is at Voorhees. Warren Hills is at North Hunterdon. Phillipsburg is at Central at 6:30. And that's all for Wednesday. And finally, on Thursday, basketball. Central's at Immaculata at 7. South Hunterdon's at Belvedere at 7. Bound Brook is at Voorhees at 7. North Hunterdon's at Watching Hills. Tip-off is at 7. Somerville's at Delval for a 7 o'clock tip-off. And girls basketball, 7 o'clock. South Hunterdon hosts Belvedere. Mount St. Mary hosts Voorhees. Somerville hosts Delaware Valley. North Hunterdon hosts Watchung Hills. And Immaculata travels to Central. Fencing match, Hunterdon Central will be at Ridge at 4 o'clock, both boys and girls. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports scores and calendar for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. Now we move on from there to talk about Califon School, which holds a spelling and geography bees. The Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media reports that Califon School held its annual spelling bee earlier this month, and 12 finalists representing the 5th through 8th grade homerooms were greeted with cheers and applause from the parents, faculty, and fellow students who were there to show their support. In order to qualify for the school spelling bee, students had to place in the top 3 during their individual homerooms competitions. The competition took place in 11 challenging rounds. 5th grade student Will Kaiser won the last round by correctly spelling evaporation, then sealed his win with a championship word, hammock. 8th grade student Alexis Judd placed 2nd in the competition.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Do not park in a snow emergency lane. You will be ticketed and you will be towed. I would continue to urge people to stay off the roads as well.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is calling on the federal government for FEMA assistance to help the city dig out from the monster winter storm that hit the nation's capital. D.C.'s Director of Emergency Management, Chris Geldard, admits there's still a ways to go.
Our goal is to make it so that we can get back to business in the District of Columbia tomorrow with the government's business. But again, this was a historic storm. We're dealing with removing a lot of snow.
The city government has been moving fast behind the scenes to get its usual functions and services back to normal. Efforts to restrict abortion in North Dakota hit a roadblock today at the U.S. Supreme Court. A lower court struck down a Republican-supported law last year that would ban abortions after there's evidence of a fetal heartbeat. The Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
No injuries are reported after the weight of the snow apparently caused the roof of the Silver Spring Church in Maryland to partially collapse. The incident happened late this morning at the church sanctuary of the Shiloh Christian Fellowship on New Hampshire Avenue. The fire department says a building inspector has been requested, but there is no fire hazard at this time. Thousands of bottles of water are on the way to Flint, Michigan, courtesy of some big celebrities. Sean Diddy Combs and Mark Wahlberg announced their company, Aqua Hydrate, will donate 1 million bottles of water to residents in the city. Toxic levels of lead in drinking water have been a problem since the city started using the polluted Flint River as a source last year. The first shipment of water is expected to arrive soon.